Hey there, it's Tony Curl here, and welcome to episode 117 of the Dumb Leaders podcast. Today, we're sharing a reader's story about a leader, a dumb leader that likes to shoot the messenger. Hey there, it's Tony Curl here, and welcome to episode 117 of the Dumb Leaders podcast. Thanks, everyone, for your continued support, for your continued feedback. We really do love it. And this week, we get to share a story from one of our listeners. This loyal listener, he's been listening to us since the beginning. How cool's that? I mean, we're only 17 episodes in, but it's still cool. A loyal listener provides this story of his leader. And this leader sticks their head in the sand, and when they confront reality, they shoot the messenger. Now, this is from the letter. This is from the email that we got. We call our leader the ostrich, and that's because he prefers to keep his head in the sand. He prefers not to know about anything that may be seen as bad news. He prefers just not to know and only deals with the bad news when it's inevitable. Now, when confronted by someone who wants to give him bad news, he tends to get angry, and the words, just fix it, or else, usually comes up in the conversation. Other times, he just refuses to listen and just says, that's unacceptable, and leaves it at that. Pretty inspiring stuff. I'm sure you guys would agree. Unacceptable is definitely one of his favorite words. He's always asking us, is that acceptable? I think he thinks it's funny. But in all honesty, we're pretty sick of it. He gets pissed off when someone has to give him bad news and he goes off. He humiliates the manager, giving him the bad news if it's in a meeting, and verbals them if it's done individually. Heaven forbid if that bad news gets delivered at a meeting that has his manager in it. Because you get the silent treatment for the rest of that day, and when he gets back into the safety of the office, the bollocking that you get when he uses phrases like, a heads up would have been nice. Now, just moving away from the reader's feedback here, here's a leader that wants a heads up so he's not embarrassed in front of his line manager and his immediate boss. But then when people are giving him the heads up, he's going off and he's shooting the messenger. You know, it gets a little bit funny here. We often send emails with bad news at the end of the day, knowing that we won't hear about it until the next day. But it makes some of us nervous and usually a bad night's sleep. And we're almost guaranteed that we'll cop it first thing the next morning. It's become a bit of a joke, but it's a frustrating joke, and it adds complexity because we struggle to do the job that we're paid to do. We struggle to get the message across, because every time we get the message across, we raise the ire of this particular dumb leader. At least we're getting good at massaging the message, this guy says, and maybe there's a career in politics. So what's the deal here, he says. Why is this dumb leader like this, and how can we deal with him? Now, there's a couple of things here. There are a lot of leaders, a lot of managers, a lot of business owners put their head in the sand, you know, whether it's about market relevance, whether it's about things that their competitors are doing, whether it's about changing technology. You know, I think you heard the story a couple of weeks ago about that retail store that still doesn't have a Facebook page. And, you know, you still see stats like 60% of small businesses don't have a website. Now, that's people sticking their head in the sand because they're not facing reality. They're not facing the current circumstances. They're not facing the reality of the world. Now, the reality is that when we make a mistake or we're faced with a challenge, or there's conflict, or something's particularly nasty, our first instinct is to put our head in the sand and hope that the problem goes away. Or, or better, that it somehow miraculously fixes itself. You know, and, you know, sometimes that can happen. Sometimes that can happen. But can I tell you, very rarely does it happen. But often we'll just do it because we just hope that the problem goes away. Now, when things are not going like correctly or smoothly or on a good, clear trajectory in businesses, the worst thing that we can do is to put our head in the sand, shut the office door, get away from people, and just pretend everything's hunky-dory. The reality is, from a leadership aspect, is that you have to face the challenge. And you somehow have to come up with a strategy that's going to help you to navigate your way through the challenge. Now, so if you're a person that's needing to deal with a boss like this, right, the reality is that you have a role and a responsibility here. And your role is to manage your work performance. And as part of that work performance, as part of the roles and responsibilities that you have, there is obviously some roles and responsibilities around communicating and monitoring and all that sort of stuff. So the reality is that you can't hide with bad news, because ultimately it's part of your role to be providing updates on projects that you may be working on, or updates on things that are not necessarily going away. It's always best to provide what you should be doing as part of your role, updates, results. The way your boss reacts ultimately doesn't change anything. And ultimately the problem is with him or her, not with you. And this is a little bit harder, because we need to take the emotion out of it. We need to understand that the boss blowing up, it's not about you, and there's just no way that you should be taking it personally. You know, at the end of the day, the problem is obviously with the dumb leader. And if you really and truly want to do the job that you should be doing, you need to be advising the dumb leader along the way about what it is that, where you're up to, the results that we're getting, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, but I would encourage you this, right? When you do present the news, or you do present the updates, always look for a way to preface it as part of your duty and your care for him. Because, you know, quite rightly, the manager needs a heads up. If you're not getting the results that you want, and those results are what the company's banking on for you to get, part of your responsibility is to provide that heads up as soon as possible, so that, you know, a contingency plan, you can map your way around, you can prepare people for the bad news, you can put in some additional marketing or whatever the case may be to try and build the result. You know, and it's best to know and deal with that outfall than it is to stay silent and cop it worse when the ultimate result comes through. The result at the end of the day shouldn't be a secret. So you need to have that capacity and that confidence within yourself to be able to share what you're ultimately responsible, and that's the updates around the project or the result. So that's something that you should be doing. So preface it with, you know, this is part of my role. I need to update you with this. I'm doing this because you need to know, or you should know, and we need to find a solution, right? So that's what, and I need your help, or I need you want to deal with that with the leader. Now, if you are actually the dumb leader, the thing that you need to acknowledge is that you're being triggered here. Whenever you're getting bad news or constructive stuff that's going wrong, that's triggering you to react in a very poor and emotional response. And so the first thing that you should be doing is undertaking some development and some training around the concept of self-awareness, and then starting to work through those triggers and acknowledging, we've got to acknowledge the initial reaction, but to be able to work through and plan on how to respond appropriately and not in a way that negatively impacts your team. And, you know, at the end of the day, if it means that you walk away every now and again to collect your thoughts or to take a breath, that's a better response than blowing up at your team. So it's about understanding this could trigger me. I need to make the best decision and respond appropriately. Now, a strategy that I use myself during my corporate career, whenever I was working in leadership teams, and it came about many times because of the fact that when you are presented with, you know, bad feedback or bad news or there's a bad result or what have you, sometimes it is hard to keep control of your emotions, and especially when it's blindsided you. And, you know, often we'll see leaders react poorly when they are blindsided. So a strategy that I used to use to try and create environments where people were very comfortable providing honest feedback and what I would say so that the leader can hear the good, bad and the ugly. One of the key things that we would do is present our team, and we would discuss it quite openly, that we would want an environment where people were able to be honest and transparent, and at the end of the day, take the result away and it's not a personal thing. So we would prepare, and we devised a very simple strategy, and it's one that we called the feedback rules. So now this originally came about because we started to think about that preparation for preparing the other person for the bad news. So when we were thinking about, okay, I've got some bad news, I've got to go deliver it to my line manager, how can I best do this? So the very simple thing we did was create a question, and we would ask the other person, are you available for some feedback? Or are you open for some feedback? Or a question that was similar to that. Certain people worded it slightly different, but often I would just use the opportunity for feedback. So would you be open for some feedback? And really, that was it. That was the start of what was a really simple strategy. Because the funny thing is this, right? The funny thing is, once you had someone come to you, and especially in my position where I had managers and leaders reporting to me, if they came to me and said, Tony, are you available for some feedback? All of a sudden, the fact that I've got a courageous leader in front of me wanting to provide some feedback or some results that I needed to know about created an awareness within me to make sure that I responded appropriately. So often that's all you need to be prefacing your feedback or your update on results with a simple question. However, we then started to explore that option a little bit more, because in many ways people don't get feedback. We know that. Most people put their hands up at a workshop and say they love feedback. Most people love great feedback or good feedback, but when it's a little bit iffy, I'm not so sure that they love it. But so we need to explore a way that people are open and available for feedback, and have some rules and behaviours that would provide them a way on how to behave. So this is where the feedback rules come from. So the feedback rules were simple. So if you're a person and someone had come up to you and said, look, Tony, are you available for some feedback? The only requirement on my part was this. I had to smile, I had to listen, and I had to say thanks. That was it. So the minute someone would say that, Tony, I've got some feedback, would you like some feedback? Are you available for some feedback? Now, I also had the option that if I wasn't available, if I was having a bad day, I could then say, look, can we talk about it, you know, half an hour in my office or what have you. That was always available as well. So if I wasn't available for feedback, I had the ability to say, no, can we do it later? But the reality is, the minute someone took that opportunity to say, Tony, are you available for some feedback? You make yourself available. And then the only requirement on my part was to smile, listen, say thanks. So it removes that people being defensive out of the equation, because you have rules. This is how the rules. If people are giving you feedback, you smile, listen, say thanks. And it was really simple. So what that, and that ultimately worked really well, because what ultimately happens with things like that is that A, you're preparing yourself, B, you're responding appropriately, and then that puts you in a much better place to be able to constructively work through the issue and face whatever that challenge is that's just been presented. It worked very, very well, and it enabled me to have leadership teams that provided open, honest, transparent feedback, communication. We were never scared to provide feedback because of the way some people would act. So if you're a leader that shoots the messenger, think of this, right? If you continue to shoot the messenger, you'll soon find out there's no one lining up to take their place. And as a leader, you need the good, the bad, and the ugly. You need to hear it. So implement the strategy, whatever that strategy may be. I've given you a strategy that worked for me as I worked through my career. But think about how you respond, because ultimately it's about responding appropriately, providing an opportunity to get the updates, the results, the feedback that you need to be the best leader that you can be. Hey, look, thanks for listening to episode 117 of the Dumb Leaders podcast. Thanks again for your feedback. If you want to send feedback, if you want to give us some show ideas, please do so. Pop over to dumbleaders.com, click on the contact button and send us some messages about the podcast, or send us your story about a dumb leader. We'd love to dissect it as we've done today. That's the Dumb Leaders podcast for this week. Until next time, I'll see you later. It's Tony signing off for now.